Thank you, Rosemary. That was wonderful. I love hearing all that stuff. Love hearing all the stories. And this is one of the reasons I'm so honored to be the pastor here at this church, is to hear all that has been done and all that will be done. So I, as Heritage Sunday and Peace with Justice Sunday, it made perfect sense to me to connect the dots between our heritage and our social justice. This didn't just start at University United Methodist Church. This started way back with John Wesley. There he is. Doesn't he look like a likable fellow? I'm not sure. So John Wesley believed in several things, and one was the power of the small group. He wanted every church to have many, many classes. And the reason for a class was to hold in your small group each other accountable to do all the things you had committed to do and to support one another as you went through all the trials and tribulations of life. The other thing that he was adamant about, and part of what you were held accountable for, was things you were doing outside of the church with all the people in your community. And so this is the first Methodist building. It's called the Foundry, because it was a former foundry, and then the Methodist movement bought this building and renovated it. Now, why do you think that they wanted a building? What would this purpose be for this building? Any ideas? Central gathering place. What else? Help others. A place to gather information, that the information is there and people could go there. Yes. So this place, the foundry, was there for worship and classes, but it was also there for poor children to be educated. It also was a place to go to get a little bit of home remedies. John Wesley published a book, and from what I understand, it's his bestseller. It's a book on caring for yourself. So I think of it as home remedies, but I'm sure it was more than that. They also, in this place, well, I don't know about this place, but in general, the Methodist movement and John Wesley, sometimes people would come to John Wesley and ask for small loans, and believe it or not, the Methodists would give out small loans to poor folks, and just to get them beyond where they were. And I believe that you had to be a member of the Methodist movement to be able to receive a loan. But I think of all these social justice things and how it goes all the way back to the roots. All the way back to the roots. One of the things that Methodists were asked to do were to visit the jail in their community and to visit the hospitals and the sick. And so this heritage goes way back. Now, the Methodist movement has two things that are super important. It was important to John Wesley back in the day, and it is important to us today. And that is personal holiness and social holiness. So personal holiness is our individual, our personal relationship with God. But we are not completing our Christian call without also social holiness. Social holiness is when you reach out and you go out beyond yourself, beyond your church, and you reach others. So in our Methodist tradition, we are called to personal and social holiness. And so we've heard Rosemary talk about all that has been done in this space and in this community. And one more thing I would like to highlight, because it's right outside on our both the East Genesee and the University Avenue is those rainbow banners that say all are welcome. We are a reconciling church. That means we believe all people are welcome, and we believe that all people, especially and including the LGBTQI community, should be welcomed in all ways in our tradition, meaning attendance, all things that happen in our church, in outreach, but also in ordination and in marriage. So we are, once again, reaching out to let people know we are about seeking justice with peace. So I ask you, what does the Lord require of you? Oh, yeah, I hear people saying the thing. Well, I got to tell you, we got a lot of work still to do. And I know that we're up for the task, right? Each of us, we all have work to do because the Lord requires us to do justice, walk, do justice, seek kindness, and walk humbly with our God. Amen.